Welcome, Tale Tellers. Today's episode is Life as an Immortal Parasite. Now, I'm going to do my best on this one because I'm actually, I think I'm getting ill with a sore throat and all that jazz. So, I'm going to do my best on this one. And that's why I won't do any shout outs today, but hopefully I'm better tomorrow and I can do some shout outs and get past this cold or flu or whatever I've got as a sore throat. I can feel it there. That little itch. That tiny little itch. So I'm going to give it my best. Even though I don't feel my best. And I hope you like it. It's by an author whose story's been on this channel before. So I'm really happy to welcome back Life is Strange, Me Too. Life as an Immortal Parasite. Sometimes when I'm laying in bed at night and staring up at the ceiling, an overwhelming feeling of sadness begins to break over my body in crushing waves. I think about my past relationships, the girls I never asked out, the friends I let drift away, all the roads I could have gone down but didn't, and my heart throbs with a keen awareness of every loss. It's a sad thing to put to paper, but the only friend I have left now is regret. The familiar misery of his embrace strangely comforting as it crushes me more and more each day. Yet, however trying they are, it's in these moments of deep sadness that I feel most like myself. I've hurt for so long that I've forgotten what it feels like to be happy. My pain has swallowed me. It has become me. I hurt, therefore I am. These feelings are my humanity, the essence of my being. But I am not a human anymore. I may talk like a human, look like a human, even feel like a human. But my insides are ugly and rotted, and the things that sustain you are poison to me. Light, food, water, the base comforts of a warm day, a full belly and a quenched thirst are denied me as the price of immortality. My sunshine is darkness, my food, hunger, and my water, thirst. Like a vampire, I feed on people. But I have no fangs to sink into your neck. Just a touch of the hand or a brush on the cheek is enough for me to steal away what I need. Another few years of life, and another bad memory to add to the carousel that revolves in my head as I lie awake each night. My last victim was just 16 years old. I met her down a dark alley, living under a cardboard box. She had run away from home, and now she had nowhere left to go. We talked for a long time that night. I asked her why she ran away, and she said she didn't have a reason. Her parents were good to her. She had friends at school. Her life should have been perfect. But there was pain on the inside that pulled her down like a weight inside her chest, a pain that just wouldn't go away. She had thought that if she could just run far enough away, maybe she could escape the pain too. But it followed her here, never losing sight of her for a moment. I smiled at her sadly and asked her to take my hand. "Where are we going?" she asked, a small note of hope in her voice. "Somewhere happy," I replied. As she grasped my hand, I felt the familiar cold flowing through my fingertips and up my arm as I stole her humanity from her. I sank to my knees as all her pain, her insecurities, and her bad memories became my own, flowing throughout my body like a cold river of misery. When it was over, I lay on the ground weak and broken. She regarded me with some confusion and then smiled down at me. "Did you trip or something?" she asked, her voice full of optimism. "Yes, I tripped." I did my best to smile back at her. "Thank you so much for listening to me," she said. "I guess I needed to talk. It really feels like a weight has been lifted off me." I smiled silently back at her as my heart ached with all her pain. I think I need to go home," she said. "Yes," I replied. "I think you do too." Although I'm sick, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I promise you I will do some shoutouts next episode. I'm just feeling a little bit under the weather, but I wanted to get a story out to you. And big props to Life is Too Strange Me Too. They are a fantastic author and every story hits it out of the ballpark. They're just fantastic. So thank you so much, Life is Strange Me Too. I'll be in touch with you. And thanks, fans, for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Hopefully I'm back to full strength tomorrow and I can give you a fantastic story then. But for now, hold out, because I actually have a couple of personally sent stories sent to me and I really want to do them justice as well. So bear with me. I'm feeling a bit blah, but I'll be better in no time, I'm sure. Also, before I close out this episode, Carl Brandt sent me a description on how to review my channel on iTunes, because it turns out it's actually really clunky. So a special thank you to Carl Brandt this episode, and cheers to the Jesse Clark who continuously tries to rate the channel. Props to you guys. Okay, so Carl Brandt wrote, "On iTunes, it was a little bit tricky, but you actually have to search your podcast, so Stories, Fables, Ghostly Tales, then click the Read the Current Review section, and then there is a button to submit your own review. And that's it. But I couldn't really find anywhere online that described it that cleanly. So cheers, mate. And thank you all for listening." Okay, Telltellers and fans of the creepy, this is the place where stories live and new Telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time. And I'm off to rest.